What's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Banter Podcast. Today, we're joined here with Quackity!
Yippee!
Guys, please like this video and subscribe.
Or else Quackity will never come on again.
Yeah, so when's Joe Rogan coming in?
Guys, it's important that you rate this podcast 5 stars and follow it because it helps us a lot. Please, hey, Quackity, say
listen,
please.
Listen to Quackity whimper. Listen to him.
Quackity, say please into the microphone.
He wants 5 stars.
You hear him? Just rate 5 stars. It's free and it's easy. Please.
Alex, better known online as Quackity, formerly Quackity HQ, is a popular YouTuber and Twitch streamer known for making a large variety of content, including Discord talent shows and raids on popular games such as Roblox, Habbo, and Club Penguin.
Club Penguin.
I never knew you were a Club Penguin kind of guy. Did you make those Club Penguin videos where it'd be like, I don't know, it's like really meme-y to be like, you.
No.
Like, you know, like,
no, because you'd get banned for that.
I also don't even know what you're talking about.
Have you seen those videos? Like TikTok.
Right? I've seen. You know what I'm talking about? Club Penguin sex?
Yes.
The video.
Yes, I have.
Club Penguin sex. And they're like, it's like two penguins fucking.
I've seen a very iconic Lego sex. Lego sex is good.
Yeah.
I've seen both of them.
This is a crazy way to start the episode.
Oh, Quackity, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired, you know? We're packing this up at late night,
For everybody, we are starting at 11:53 p.m. It's about to be midnight.
It's almost his bedtime. He's getting pretty old now, aren't you?
How old are you?
How old are you?
I am 21.
Oof. Wait, really? 21.
Yeah.
What is that, your real age? That's your online age.
That's your online age. Like, how old are you?
That's the age that you fake.
I'm 25.
I feel like I would believe that.
It's funny. I used to, when I was a kid, the PewDiePie and Jacksepticeye of the Club Penguin community was this guy called CP Broadcast, and the next one was Gracer.
Grayson?
Is that a Minecraft guy?
Yeah, Grayser.
I used to watch Grayson. The PewDiePie has.
Well, I'm not talking about that. But, you know, they had big numbers. And I met Grayser.
You still kicking the metal?
Like, what is going on?
Like, you don't care about the audio or something?
Can I get my legs comfortable?
I just can't fathom.
Do it quietly.
Hey, Frank, get this.
I'm trying.
Get this. This is...
You're not trying. I told you, you're just like... All right, chill with the metal.
All right. Let's get back on track. Something about Club Penguin, something about Habbo, something about... Where'd you get your start, though? You got your start at Toons.
I realized. It's crazy. You just play all these stupid games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your start on Minecraft, you absolute...
Minecraft is the best-selling game of all time.
Yeah, it's also a stupid game, though. It's like a dumb...
Did you play Minecraft?
It's not a dumb game.
Did you play Minecraft where you could play it, like, through the browser?
No. I played RuneScape like that. RuneScape through the browser.
Yeah, but Minecraft had that too. You could play through the browser. Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
I don't remember. I possibly did though, but I don't remember.
Some fucked version of Minecraft, not like an actual version.
like
some version of Minecraft you'd play when you're on your school computer and they block like all the shit.
Let's give a rundown. Quackity.
Yeah.
You started out Quackity HQ. And you were telling me over dinner why you had that name. Explain it.
Yeah, so the HQ stands for headquarters. Toontown had this headquarters in a game, and I just made it Quackity HQ. People thought it was high quality, but there's no way I was making high quality content at that age.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
She gave me head, and it only cost a few quarters.
What?
Are you doing a sign-off from Bubba?
Yeah. When, that was pretty good. That was good.
When Carl's mom gave me head, she paid me.
Yeah,
really?
That's good of her.
Yeah,
so she's charitable.
That's thoughtful.
Wait, you guys got the brand on these water bottles?
These ones are hard to get off.
Oh, really?
It's fine.
What do you mean? Do you have a fucking?
Are they paying you for this?
I don't. No. I like this water.
I have a question.
What's up?
Why do you always wear your stupid glasses and beanie?
It's an interesting fashion style.
Well, also the beanie is more different, but like I feel like the glasses, you don't always wear them. Like, why are you choosing to wear them now?
I don't know. It just kind of became an accidental fashion choice.
This is a very important question I have to ask you.
Okay.
And this affects all of us with you, all of our relationships with you. And it's
actually very deep. Yeah.
I don't know.
And Quackity, I want to know, why are you so secretive?
Mm. Oh my god.
You keep everything behind lock and key, even from us.
I'll tell you this, and for people that don't know, you look at this 4 plus dream is 5 out of 5. We should tell everybody everything. I tell you all my secrets. Mm-hmm. You tell me.
Is that so?
Unless we tell Quackity.
We tell Quackity.
And then
secrets.
Quackity doesn't tell us.
Doesn't tell us shit.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. That secretive aspect that I hold in my life is, and I'm going to fuck you guys over with this. It's very personal. I feel like there was a point
guys,
in my life
before he continues, he's farming ours. This is fake.
No,
it doesn't mean anything. He's faking his answer to get the appreciation of the people.
The reality is, I like to have a, like, I'm a person that values my personal space
That's
a lot.
That's fair. We're paying attention.
Okay, wait, before you continue.
I know what it is. He wants to have a separation between work and personal life.
No, it's not even that. It's not even that. It's not even that.
I remember I asked you.
Listen,
if
you asked me,
no,
there was a point.
My podcast.
This is your podcast. You shut up.
Listen, this is what I remember asking you the most trivial question. It was something like, I don't know. It was something equivalent of like, oh, where are you going for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
And you were like, not telling anybody. And I was like, wait, why? And you're like, I can't tell you that.
Okay, honestly, I blame George. I blame George because George has always been, and I don't know if this is a word. Tell me if I can use another word.
Go.
But George is very predatory with the like, no, is that not the... Is there a synonym for that?
No, that's a perfect word.
Is there a synonym for that?
It's a language barrier. What do you mean to say?
It really is it?
I don't know.
Like, you are very confrontative. All right, with your questions. There came a point where I was
very aggro. Yeah,
very aggressive with the asking. I feel like I was being interrogated. There was a point where I would tell George stuff, but then he started interrogating more and more and more to the point where the stuff I had to tell George felt me like I was backed into a corner. I was like, maybe I want to keep this part of my privacy. Maybe George doesn't need to know that I'm going to Olive Garden to have dinner. Maybe he doesn't need to know that.
No,
maybe
like,
need to know that I'm going on a drive to put on fucking gas.
You know
maybe
what?
He
I'll
doesn't
watch.
Need to know.
I'll tell you this. And I'll also, you know what? I'm starting to switch teams a little bit for a second. Because I'll also say, I definitely tell George way more secrets that I hold than he tells to me.
That's true.
Very
George,
true.
More secretive than me is George Not Found. The person more secretive than me is George.
Well, that's
I don't know
true.
If that's true.
No, let's not jump the gun.
Who's more secretive than me?
You guys are both
after. Here's the problem I have. I'll ask you something, or I won't even necessarily ask. You'll willingly give up some information, and then I'll ask a little bit more, and then you're like, no. So like I'm gonna go out with this. With this person tonight, and I'm like,
I've never told you that.
And I'm like, who is
he's like, oh, I'm going on a date with, and then he'll say,
And then, so he'll be like, yeah, I'm going on a date with this person tonight. I'm like, oh, who? That's a good example. I mean, okay, I'll save you. I don't think you've ever done that to me, but it's a similar scenario. So you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going on a date with this person. You'd be like, I'm going on a date with this person tonight. And I'd be like, oh my God, no way, who? And you'd be like, and it's like, why would you tell me if you're not going to tell me who?
I don't.
That's you
is
guys.
That, okay, is that a bad thing?
You trap me like
maybe,
that so
maybe
much.
Also,
with the secret,
you don't trade information fairly.
Oh, really?
Like we'll give you some information,
well,
and then
just
you won't
tell
give
me
us
what
the
information
same information
you want.
Back.
Tell me what information you want.
I mean,
who's your girlfriend?
Who's yours?
Why haven't we gotten?
There you go. You want to be mutual with it?
Why haven't we gotten to meet your girlfriend?
Yeah,
she goes to our school. No, that's all I'm gonna say. What is he laughing about?
That's
that?
Awesome.
She does. Okay. She goes to another podcast. She's not here right now. She's
she
not
guests
right
on another podcast.
maybe she's chilling with Joe Rogan, you know.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, she's not your girlfriend anymore, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, would you guys all right, we're all boys here. If I had a shady girlfriend, would you guys call me out on it?
Yeah.
Would you tell me like
100%.
I would.
That's what we did with Sam now.
Really? Is that why he's single right now?
He's not.
Oh, dude, that's true. Then you haven't done your job.
I think you're a bad friend if you don't tell them.
No, yeah, we would be doing we're doing you a
what's something?
What's
wrong
with
my
throat?
Right, you know
we're
what?
Doing you a service if we're by telling you.
Okay, what's something you guys would yes man on? So there's something where you would not dare to tell a friend. Like, we're all boys, but what's something where you're like...
I feel like with us, there's like almost nothing. I'm not like scared to say something.
For you guys, nothing. I definitely have friends where they're like proud of their fashion sense. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? You definitely have friends like that.
Like who? Drop some names.
Yeah.
No, like Frank over there. No, I'm just kidding. Could you imagine?
No way he can be proud of his fashion sense.
No, he's not proud. That is a good sweater. I'll say that. That is a good sweater. No, yeah, Frank's wearing good. By the way, Frank off camera is wearing a really good sweater. But yeah, no, you've...
I'm glad they could hear that. Just right.
That is crazy.
All right, drop some names. Come on.
No, I can't even think of somebody right now. But there's definitely been people in the past that have had like opinions of like they'd be like, oh, like they think that they dress really well, and I'm like,
all right, I know someone like that. I would feel like that. He's fucking sitting right here in the middle, and I just. All right. Just look at yourself and look at Seven.
What's going on?
Bro's got fucking bullet holes on his hoodie.
What?
I've got bullet holes on his hoodie.
Come on, man. Please.
I don't understand.
Please.
You don't like his hoodie?
I'm sick of that Balenciaga hoodie. Seeing it every fucking 2 days on my channel.
You know what?
I'm sick of your fucking Jesus pennant, bro.
Oh my god!
Holy shit! Hey! Stop here. Use this for your title. Satnam hates Christians. There you go.
I didn't say
Satnam
that.
Satnam hates Christians.
I'm sick of Jesus. Let me mediate this.
If you're sick of my Balenciaga hoodie, I'm. Look, to be fair, I just didn't know what brand your sweater was, and I just saw
so
that.
You went for Jesus.
Yeah,
so
what brand is it?
Wait, let me see that.
What?
What brand is that?
New York and Sports.
Jesus.
Wait, what is this one?
Like? Wait, did you get that in London?
What?
Is that from London?
No.
It says New York
actually,
and
it
Sports.
Might be. Yeah, I actually think this
is
from London.
Is it from the Nike store?
Yeah.
It is?
It's so funny. When I met George for the first time in London, we pledged to like go running every morning. But motherfucker would wake up at like 3 p.m. And I'd be waking up at 9 a.m. doing
nothing
all morning. No, it's
funny. We went to the Nike
store.
Waiting
for this guy to wake up.
We bought like $500 worth of like running shirts,
running
shorts,
equipment.
Shoes. We didn't run once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
but
wild.
But anyway, when I trained for the Sidemen football match, I used it.
I used
all of
it.
And he paid for it. He paid for it as
well. I did pay for it.
I offered to pay you back.
That's wild that you guys thought
you
were going to wake up early.
You know what was a real bummer about the charity match for me? The KSI charity match?
What?
Not to
the
get
KSI
off.
The KSI charity match?
Yeah, well, the Sidemen charity match.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, so the Sidemen are just KSI?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. The bummer for me.
Is this like serious or a
no,
joke?
No, it is serious. The bummer for me is that we bought.
Yeah, I can't.
The bummer for me was that we bought Rick and Morty cleats. Because we saw an advertisement for them and got them the day they dropped, and they sold out that same day.
And by we, you mean you bought us.
Yeah.
Us three, Rick and Morty.
Carl bought them.
Hey, if you were there, Quackity, you could have gotten some.
No, really, would you like to know?
Yeah,
we
want to
know the actual answer? Because we were in a voice chat, we wanted to hang out with you, and you were streaming on Karmaland. So that's
probably was.
Yeah. No, but genuinely, we would have been, of course I would have. Okay. But anyway. So I'm like, yeah, we're going to be the only two people rocking these Rick and Morty cleats. We keep talking about them, Rick and Morty cleats. Oh, we're calling them the Rick Sanchez ones.
We call them Rick and Mortys.
With Portal Greens, the Rick and Mortys, you know what I mean? We're just going to town with this. And we show up to that event, and there's about 15 other people with the Rick and Morty cleats. I couldn't believe it. I was so pissed off.
Yeah, in the
I forgot
in the
shin guards. And the guy hands me shin guards, the Rick and Morty shin guards. I couldn't believe it.
When going goofy isn't...
I think everyone must have had that same idea. Like, they saw Rick and Morty football boots, and everyone was like, give me. Because, yeah, literally, like, one in, like, three people had them. It was crazy.
Yeah, I actually noticed that when I was watching it with puns.
It was like we were sponsored by Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty got so much out of that Simon match.
Well, to be fair, we have no idea how much they got. Adidas got a lot out of it, to be fair.
Yeah, I know Rick and Morty didn't get much.
I was talking to Rick.
I texted Morty.
You would text Morty. I was talking to Rick though.
No, I FaceTimed Morty and he was like showing me the check that Adidas sent him.
Really? How much was it?
I like how he says Adidas.
Adidas. It's like how it's how it's meant to be.
Wait, I have an Adidas beanie. I've probably given Adidas a lot of money.
They owe you a check.
Yeah, they do.
You know, Half Hill Content has their brand on your head.
Yeah, which I should change sometime soon.
You know, it happened with LAFD, Los Angeles Fire Department, back when
you
had
You told me they, like, emailed you or something.
Yeah, they emailed me because they were like, hey, we are getting a lot of sales and beanies because of you, and we want to send you more merch.
Like, did they send you more?
Yeah, and I don't mind because they're a profit-free or non-profit.
Profit-free.
Making no money. they're a non-profit organization, so I was like, oh, yeah, fuck it. And then they sent me the beanie, but it wasn't as good as the original one I had. But hey, maybe
so you told them, hey, maybe you should start being for profit a little bit. Get some better material.
He's like,
maybe put out a few more fires, you know?
He's like, I guess I'll support my local fire department.
I just need to know why one of the hosts of the Banner podcast is on Snapchat.
That's kind of
during
weird.
The show. I feel like there's no.
How the
real...
fuck could you see that from all the way over there?
See, this is another advantage of like the sunglasses. You don't know.
People don't know where you're looking.
Yeah, you don't know where I'm looking at.
What does that help you?
Motherfuckers thought he was slick.
I wasn't even trying to be slick.
You were on Snapchat.
I just didn't want the cameras to see it.
How many bitches do you have?
Huh? There's so many. Like a ridiculous amount.
Like, can you count them on two hands?
I need to use my fucking feet too.
It's crazy because your mom loves it when I use my feet.
I shove my fucking big toe down your mom's throat, bro.
What is this podcast? In my opinion, I look at you as the only, at least Twitch streamer, but I'd say probably full-fledged content creator that has been able to have a very well-done English side of content creation while also Spanish content creation. Separate, but both of them really good.
Thank you so much.
And I was curious how you think you can juggle that while other people haven't been able to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh man, that's a really charged question.
Yeah.
We put your oomph into it.
Mm-hmm. I also have a follow-up, so.
Well, the reality is, I think I've been so culturally merged into both systems, both the American system and both the Mexican system, which Mexico is where I grew up and English is how I made all my content. I think it's worked really well for me because I'm very culturally merged into both of them. Mm-hmm. And that's a way it's really helped me fledge out my content, know the exact kind of style of content that I want to make and the exact jokes that I know how to make. So yeah. I owe it to my lifelong experience of having a lot of experience in both.
Do you see different styles performing better in the different communities?
What do you mean?
Like styles of content, do you see one excel better in English communities or Spanish communities? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, they're so vastly different. You know?
The communities?
Yeah. The communities are so vastly different. Stuff that might not work in the English community could work in the Spanish community.
So it's when you're creating content for the different communities, it's like completely different? It's kind of like making a TikTok versus making a YouTube video.
I'd say so, yeah. But it goes in phases, you know? It goes in phases because just like my English content has been changing constantly, my Spanish content is changing constantly as well.
What is something that you've done? And wait, really quick.
No, no,
because we're still on this.
Mine's all about this too.
Okay, wait. What's something that you would do? What's something that you can do as English content that you don't, that you have done that you don't think would perform as well in Spanish?
English content that wouldn't perform well in Spanish?
Writing an English song.
Writing an English song. Good question.
It's true.
Good question.
I guess it's not.
Fuck his question. I have a better question.
Okay.
This is a good question.
It's too thought-provoking.
It's very specific, I think. Yeah. I don't think there's a piece of content that pops into my mind where I'm like, oh, this wouldn't work.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay.
I guess he's not as advanced as we thought he was.
Yeah, not smart. Anyways, so my question is, whenever you first, like, so when you started doing content with us, it was all English. Mm-hmm. And then there's a point in time where you started, like, first dipping your toes into like Spanish content. Like, you would do, like, one stream on your all every once in a while where it was just in Spanish. And I was wondering, at that time, did you feel like there was a lot of people, a lot Because I remember your chat was just ja, and I always assumed it was people that didn't know how to actually speak Spanish, just spamming that. Because now when I look in your chat, it's not just ja, it's just, it's actual Spanish going up and down.
No. It's one of two things. You're saying it was just ja, because people didn't understand me. No, it was genuine ja.
Oh, you're just
not
funny.
It's one of two things. Either you've gotten less funny.
Yeah, it's either you got less funny.
Maybe I fell off. Maybe that's exactly
I guess I assumed that it was a bunch of our fans who didn't really know how to speak Spanish. And I was like the only thing they knew at that point in time. And then you progressed way more into the Spanish community. And obviously you got like, you know, more full-fledged speakers.
Mm. Yeah, probably that's what happened. But I probably got less funnier. I fell off.
Or you got less funnier.
And now the ja rate is down.
We were looking at your jaw ratios.
Gone down a lot. Imagine like, trying to get a sponsorship. Like, yeah, not getting a lot of jaws recently.
Hey man, you're not that
funny. The geometer isn't filled up yet.
You're not that funny anymore.
So wait, I have something to say.
All right, go on.
Do you think that potentially you being so kind of 50-50 with Spanish and English right now could be a problem in the future? Because like, let's say this happens. Let's say, because recently you've been doing a lot of Spanish content, right? Like more than English, right? So obviously your English community that don't speak Spanish, like I watch your streams, but I try to watch your Spanish ones, but I just don't, because it's like, I don't know what you're saying.
I do, because I'm your friend, but.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll click it and be like, okay, he's just talking Spanish. I don't know what he's saying. So do you think potentially like you're losing English fans because of that? And then like hypothetically in the future, if you go back to English, you're gonna lose the Spanish people, and then you're gonna end up in a scenario where you've kind of like alienated each part.
No, absolutely not. I feel like the way it's working right now and the way I'm structuring things, I'm at a preparation phase, right? Where, you know, maybe like you said, maybe I'm doing one type of content more right now. But behind the scenes, so much is happening, and the future is 100% gonna be 50-50 for me. Right now, you know, I think it is a little tough for one side of fans to feel like they're not getting enough content. But what I say to those fans is, in reality, there is a lot of structuring going on behind the scenes that's gonna allow for equal amounts of content for both communities, which is something I'm excited about.
What kind
of
structuring are you talking about?
Structuring where I'm planning like content, just like, I'm planning out like the next fucking like decade, well not decade, but I'm planning out like,
the foreseeable future
of type of content that I'm making, type of stuff that I'm going to be pushing out. So that's in the works. And I think that's also why there hasn't been a lot of movement publicly. But I feel that all that structuring, you know, even if there's some people that from the English community or from the Spanish community that lose some certain type of interest, I'm very confident that with everything going on behind the scenes, they'll be able to get that interest back. So.
A lot of the Spanish-speaking creators, do they live in, like, mainly Spain?
No, it's all over Spanish-speaking countries. So Latin America, I feel Europe. Like
the ones that I know of, they're either from Spain or Argentina. Mm. Wait, are there...
No, there's one more.
Like, I don't know. Are the main, like, the bigger ones from Spain and Argentina? Because there's the ones that I know.
No, there's a lot from everywhere.
Everywhere?
Big ones,
I'd argue Quackity is one of the biggest ones, and he's in Mexico.
Well, okay, well, I was going to... My question was going to be, let's just pretend Spain and Argentina. Okay. Could you see yourself ever moving yourself to, like, moving to one of those countries?
Well, actually, you know what? You never know. You never know. I think I'd rather just, you know, either... I think that's more of a, that's not even a content question. That's even more like a personal question, right?
Oh, sorry.
Because I would never choose my living. I would never choose like my residence or my living based on my work.
I
choose it based on where I like to live the most.
If no other content creators lived in America, would you still be in America?
For now, yeah. I like California. I really enjoy California. Okay. I like the weather. I like a lot of things about California. There's also a lot of things I don't like. But right now, I really enjoy living in California.
He doesn't like how liberal.
And maybe there's going to be a point where I'm like, okay, maybe I don't need to be in California anymore. Maybe I don't enjoy it. I've considered London. I really liked London.
I liked London.
I liked London.
Guys, let's all just pick up our bags and go back home.
Honestly,
I didn't get this visa to come here. I just want to go back to London.
I'd prefer
if it wasn't London, if it wasn't a hassle, bro, I'd be down. Like, if it wasn't a hassle to, like, have to like get like documents and like
If everyone lived in London, I would love that. That'd be great.
I prefer New York.
Oh, New York. I think New York's cool.
I've already said this before. I feel like New York is just a dirtier version of London.
And I heard your opinion, and I disagree. So now we're fine.
Yeah. Call me a traitor, but...
Yeah, that is also kind of... Yeah, what the fuck?
Bro, when we're walking around New York... Bro, when we're walking around New York, every time you walk over a grate or something, you just smell shit in your nose.
In New York?
Yeah.
Are you saying New York smells like shit?
It does. Ooh. You tell me New York doesn't smell like shit?
I think it can smell nice in some parts.
Like, what part?
To be fair, every time we've been to New York...
It's hot as fuck.
It's been, one, hot. Two, he's in, the Times Square area. Like, Midtown. Yeah. Midtown Manhattan. Like, that's not what I would be like, oh, bro, I'm repping New York. Like, I'm not repping Midtown Manhattan, to be honest.
What part of New York are you repping? Because, I just feel like everywhere in London was, cool. Like, everywhere that we went.
The Empire State
Building. We literally stayed in the richest section of London the entire time.
My God.
He's just out here flexing.
Well, no, we did, though.
Hey, humble and humble edition of
we shot George. I don't know.
Definitely one of the bougie sections.
It was pretty bougie.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Look,
we were in central London.
We definitely stayed in one of the nicer parts of New York.
No.
Most expensive to stay in.
Potentially most expensive, not the nicest.
Isn't it expensive? I mean nice as well. Like, why would it be expensive if it's not
that
nice?
That doesn't 100% equal the same thing, or else LA would be nice.
Holy shit, my man took shots at LA.
I don't know. I don't know. I like LA. I don't know what it was about.
I'd love you to go to Brooklyn.
I don't know what it was about London. I just liked it more than you.
I love London.
I don't know what
London
it was.
It was amazing. Holy shit.
What is it?
So
why
much.
Do I like it more?
And I'm going to say it. I think I like London a lot because George was there as well.
This motherfucker is really coming on the podcast to
form.
It's like, I had so much fun with George when I was there.
I think.
What can I say? Maybe I saw a little more of London than I needed to.
I think London's
bro,
cool.
I see London, I see France, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what I liked about it.
I think London's cool because everything's so close to each other and you can just walk to anything you want. You know, you don't have to drive for an hour to get somewhere. Well, I guess you sometimes, but not really. And I think some things that you might like is some of the buildings that are really old fashioned.
Yeah.
I think the architecture is just kind of cool sometimes.
It's top notch. Mm. Brighton, I hate Brighton. To be clear.
I didn't mean to do that.
Brighton
There's
is
no way you're
you know, why don't you like Brighton?
Brighton, it's peeling off.
Peeling
the
off?
The buildings are peeling.
Oh, yeah.
The buildings are peeling. It looks gray. The beach is stupid.
Yeah, the beach sucks. It's just rocks.
Rocks. Fucking rocks. I don't like
the beach. I actually like Brighton. If you go to Brighton in nice weather, it changes it completely.
You know, nice weather in England is one month out of the year?
Yeah. No, but when it's sunny, I really enjoyed Brighton when it's clear skies and sunny.
I prefer cold.
It's just like a nice vibe. It feels like you're on holiday though.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know what I liked about London, but when we went, it just felt like when we were walking around late at night, it was just nice. It was there wasn't hella fucking people. We were walking around and it was empty. I was like, all right, it's fucking awesome. Every time you're in New York, there's always motherfuckers around you.
You're talking about Times Square. We stayed one block away from Times Square. I don't know. You don't know what I mean? It's a bad argument. It's a bad argument.
It is.
Well, maybe
you have to give credit where credit's due.
Maybe take me somewhere in New York that doesn't suck dick.
I actually still like the area that we were in.
Why? Is that a bad thing?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a good
if something sucks dick, when you say it like that, it's an analogy.
Is a bad thing?
Wait, give credit where credit's due.
A bomb's about to go
rooftop off. Bars in New York.
Well, yeah, obviously they look cooler because you're higher up.
They're beautiful.
And there's more buildings.
It's
but
beautiful.
I'm not even that big of a drinker. For me, it's I don't really care about
drinker.
Bars. Like whenever,
I hardly know.
Whenever me and George were when you were there, we were in some random ass place that we were drinking in. It was good enough for me. Remember where we drank with Quacky in that place where this was some random spot in some random the place where you're Sapnap, look, and I turn and there's people making out crazy.
And this is I have
have we ever talked about that? That's
we haven't.
Yeah,
I don't think we have. We went to this.
I really enjoyed.
You were there.
We went to a bar or something.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun.
I had a lot of fun too.
Some of my
great.
Favorite memories traveling have come from London.
Hey, you know what this is? You know what this is?
Yeah.
You know what that
you
is?
Do?
What do you say? Say for the audience.
This is I'm holding a $100 bill.
So?
You know what that is, Quackity?
What?
This is yours.
Really?
You gave this
to me.
You
don't remember this?
You kept it?
Yeah.
No way.
I still have it.
No
this
way.
Is it. You want to see it? Here,
that's
look.
So cool.
It still smells like your greasy fingers.
Thank you so much.
That's lore. That's mine. I need that. So Quackity gave, Quackity's like, George, you've got to do a shot with us. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing a shot.
I remember that.
And you paid me $100. And he's like, if I give you this $100, what are you doing? I was like, fine.
And you did it instantly. As soon as I offered money, he's like,
yeah, give it back. Look, I actually have a whole collection. Look, I have a collection of
$100 bills.
No, I have a collection of money. So look, these are my notes. So $100 was from Quackity for doing a shot. $10.
Ooh. I guess the lore isn't that important.
I don't think I can say who it was. Was it? Okay, I can't say who it is. Maybe one day we'll know who this is from. Oh. $5? Wait, $5?
Bro doesn't remember shit.
Wait, you only remember my lore because it was the most important.
You know, I'm forgetting. This dollar Dream sent me. Who gave me the $2?
Purpled.
Purpled?
And
purpled.
Me.
Purpled gave me a $2. Purple. I don't actually remember. Oh no. I think the $5 was from that person, and the $10,
wait,
I think
wait, who's the $1 from?
I think that was from Dream. He sent that to me before I came to America.
I'm taking back the $2 bill. Did I send it to you?
And the $10, I think it's from Chris or Chandler.
Was it from me or Dream?
I think it was from Dream. It was in the package that you guys both sent me, though.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I gave it to you.
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
I think it was from Dream.
That's actually kind of awesome.
And I keep them in my wallet.
You've carried those lore dollars.
And the most important part of this whole story was when, like I said, when George said, that was so funny. George said, Sam, look behind you. And these people are like, not normal making out. Like, I'm talking about, they were about to go like right there, bro. Yeah. I was like, holy.
Yeah. So guys, if anyone out there wants to give me a $20 note or a $50, they can join the collection. There's only two left.
This is the best lore from.
Yeah, we can't say that. But I've got two more slots in my collection. Who wants to fill it?
Quackity.
Quackity, yes, you got $50 for me.
This is
I might. You want it?
No, you can't.
You can't
be
twice.
Slots.
You can't double dip. Yeah. So you've had multiple areas of content. You mentioned at the beginning. You've had like Habbo.
Oh,
did you say Roblox?
That's,
I don't even know.
That's a really good.
Minecraft, obviously. Whatever your stupid content is.
So for the sake of this,
it was not
the sake of this question, not your era that you are currently in. We were talking about previous eras because you have reinvented your content creation numerous times throughout your career.
Hey, I've actually got something fun. Not just your favorite one, but also your least favorite.
Ooh.
What's
and
your favorite
why?
And least favorite 100%. Eras of your
I
content?
Know exactly.
Except for current, what you're in right now.
My favorite era of content definitely had to be I really enjoyed doing the Discord content.
Really?
Like, the Discord cooking competitions, the Discord Photoshop competitions.
No, that makes sense to me. I think those look fun.
Yeah, and the Discord talent shows, it like Discord.
I like
got
the community aspect of it.
Wait, so we're talking about specifically eras that you are not in anymore. Are you not doing any more of those?
I wouldn't classify the latest two as Discord necessarily.
Yeah, that's fair.
Real life concentrated.
That's fair.
Discord content back in the day was purely online because of the pandemic, because we weren't allowed to go outside. So it purely had to be over Discord. I really like that era a lot. Look at this, what the fuck?
Sorry, I mean, those videos
happened. Motherfucker's yawning. Motherfucker's yawning.
Yeah, that is crazy. By the way, guys, I'll show you the clock right now. It is currently, noon.
It's noon right now. It's literally noon.
It's noon. 12 a.m.
It's actually 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock.
This is
1, 2, 3,
wait,
4.
Wait, it's 1, 2, 3.
Wait, is it?
Oh, it is.
Shit, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 a.m.
Well, for me, it's 0, 0, 3, 4.
Wait, so I'm not too shocked about that. Actually, I am kind of shocked that that's your favorite, because I would have assumed that you were going to say the raids. But
the raids were fun, but they could be a little too much sometimes. And I think long term, they kind of fucked me.
Really?
Because I could have such a better relationship with Roblox right now.
Why do you need a good relationship with Roblox?
I love Roblox.
Well,
I think
Quackity,
really cool,
the word Quackity is banned on Roblox.
Explain that.
So we rated their forums.
Get into it.
Like three times.
You
I rated
their
forums like three times.
Weren't you kind of partially the reason?
What does that actually
that
mean? You rated
the
forums?
Yeah, I think I was partially to blame for the removal of the forums, and I think they hate me because of that. And
wait, what does that mean? Like, you raided the forums.
So I tell people to go in there and spam, like, twitch.tv/quackity, you know?
This is how exactly, Quackity got famous. He just got everyone to spam his link everywhere.
Yeah, and then when they banned me for it, I told my fans to go and tell them to unban me. So I'd be like, I'm like, to be fair, it was fair. The ban was fair. Yeah. But I was just a little toxic, you know? A little
too much. Was.
I were.
You've changed.
I was. You've changed.
I feel like it's not even like that toxic. Spamming a forum with your Twitch.
Well, yeah, like, but it's still like, you know, it's still a little too much. I really liked the raids. They were so fucking fun.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't classify it as my favorite. My least favorite definitely has to be not the Toontown era, because my Toontown era had like text to speech.
Can I guess what you're about to say?
Yes.
When you went from Toontown and tried to rebrand.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was rough. That was really rough.
What did you rebrand to?
I don't know about this. What happened?
So I stopped doing Toontown content, but I wasn't going to use my
Toontown
voice.
Wait, with Toontown content? Is that when you had the intro, like the...
Yeah. That's right. And I was doing like Toontown content, right?
Yeah.
With text-to-speech. That's what made me stand out.
Oh, because you didn't actually use your voice at that
point. I
didn't
use my voice. So when I stopped making Toontown content, what stayed was the text-to-speech. And the text-to-speech era of my channel, I think, was my least favorite. Because I wanted to put myself out there. I didn't want to be a fucking robot.
So then why did you text-to-speech then?
Because people hated it. People hated, like, me using my voice.
When
I tried
you switched
it, like, two,
from
three
Toontown,
times.
What did you switch to again?
Gaming content. So I started doing, like video game, blank video game, sucks. So I'd be like, Undertale sucks. And Roblox sucks. Minecraft sucks. Like, it was just me critiquing video games with text-to-speech. That was miserable. That was absolutely miserable. I had no creative.
But I was writing essays.
I really didn't even have like real creative direction with any of that. And that's what like.
Quackity, you've been on Banter.
Yes.
And last time we each had a question for you, me and Sabnap. This is pre George.
Yeah.
And now.
Oh yeah.
We have a new segment.
PG pre George.
PG. We have a new segment that we're introducing. It's where you have to ask each of us a question on the spot. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, on spot?
Yep.
Yeah, you have a lot of power here.
Wait, Will, can I think about it? Because that's a lot of power.
You can think about it, but the other thing is you also have to ask it in the voice of an anime character.
George,
excuse me.
I'd like to know. Are anything?
Gosh, I hope no one thinks I'm weird.
Sure, literally anything.
Anything, like,
you can ask
one
anything,
question
but...
for three of you?
No, each. One question each, so three questions.
George, how many people have you had sex with in the past year?
Oh, that's a great question.
I know the answer.
Okay, you can ask another question.
I know the answer to that.
That's not really on spot if it's a question that doesn't put
a
you on
spot. A
second
question?
Here, ask a different question.
Dude, I don't know.
In an anime voice, though.
George.
You don't have a single question for me?
I don't.
You don't care. You don't care.
You're like, you don't care about
me. You didn't care about me.
It's because George is so open.
Yeah, exactly.
You can ask just one question then, but it has to be in the anime voice. I'm gonna freak out.
Dude, I don't. I honestly, fuck. Maybe Sabnap.
Go ahead. So,
what's a question for you that I might have?
Why do you hate his hoodie so much?
That's a question for himself.
I generally don't have like what's something on spot. Can you guys give me the question? What's something to put you on spot? I generally don't.
No, not
the
put
the
us
point
on
is
the spot.
That you asked the question.
You're putting you on the spot.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're putting me on the spot by having you ask me a question. All right, George. Say
anime
all the
voice.
Shit.
Anime voice.
George, say all the shit you hate about America.
Oh.
Like genuinely. I'm
not doing it in the voice.
You should do
it. I think it's stupid that you need a visa to live here. Like, there's no way of living here unless you can get a visa. I think that's stupid.
I'm more of a MasterCard guy.
What a diplomat this guy is. What the fuck kind of...
Because like,
I'm also more of a MasterCard kind of guy.
Alright, I have a question. Oh, sorry. Go on. Are you done?
What else?
You need a visa to live here. That sucks.
That was also
But it's hard to get a visa.
We might get into immigration politics now. He's talking about visa problems.
I mean, I guess like, obviously they can't just let everyone, because the because if there was no visa process, then a lot of people would want to move
like,
to
like, what kind of people don't you want in the country?
It's not to do with a specific type of person. It's just,
so
it's just
do you think that you deserve it more?
It's people in general. Because, like, obviously, America is America, and it's kind of like a hub of the world.
Oh.
So if...
Oh, you don't think it should be?
Well, I'm just saying, logistically, if they didn't have it and anyone could just come and live here, they would overflow with people.
Oh. So what gives you the right that you get to choose who gets to come?
I don't get to choose. It's not up to me.
Okay.
Well, I understand.
I think that's perfect. I think that's enough from George.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
On-spot question for Sabnow. I want to know, now that George has entered into your personal life, what kind of benefits are you no longer going to have now that he's living in your same home?
God.
You're asking what the disadvantages of me moving in are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
One thing I noticed almost instantly after you moved in, I guess, is that our rooms are just right next to each other. There's one wall.
There's a very thin wall between our rooms.
What?
Like, one time I woke up in the morning, I heard him on like the phone of someone, and I realized like if he wanted to or if I wanted to, we could totally eavesdrop on each other. Like, if I put my ear up to that wall,
yeah,
I would understand what he said.
This is a problem.
Isn't the place where you guys live massive? Why can you get like different?
It's just
rooms
somehow that's how it worked.
You guys
out.
Literally like.
I think we
pick
want.
Where your rooms
yeah,
are?
You guys planned.
You know, I didn't plan the positioning of the rooms. So I'd be like, hey, look. Our room layout, I don't know if I should say it. Should I say it?
What's the why not?
Well, you just, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Our room layout is we have like, I have an office and a bathroom and a bedroom. And I guess technically the office and the bedroom could have been switched.
Yeah.
Right? But I think the reason they did it like that is because they wanted, and then Sam Up is next to me and it goes bedroom,
so
bathroom.
It's like, so it's bedroom, bathroom, office.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So
no, this is how it works. It's,
bed,
it,
bath,
it's,
beyond.
For him, it's office, bathroom, bed, and then mine is bed, bathroom, office.
And imagine those six rooms in a row. So the reason they did it like that is because they wanted the offices as far apart for sound purposes.
That makes sense.
But what doesn't make sense is realistically they could have been next to each other and it would have been fine.
Because
these rooms they're pretty soundproofed. But now the problem is our rooms are right next to each other.
And our offices are like completely soundproof anyway.
Yeah, like Sam Up, he had to like call me like every time he wanted to come into my room, he would be knocking on the door and he'd call me like, bro, open the door. And I'm like, what? And he'd be like, yeah, I'd be knocking. I literally couldn't even hear him knocking on my door. Yeah. Yeah. It's like two doors.
That's kind of creepy.
Because it's like somebody, we have two doors.
Some guy could go into your room, fucking shoot you guys and no one would know.
Nobody.
Yeah,
I could do that.
Santa would go by George's room.
So that is definitely a disadvantage.
Bad Boy Hillo could bring over all of his guns.
I have a TV to do.
Bad Boy Hillo could like shoot up the fucking ceiling.
I don't know. I don't. Maybe.
No one would know.
But yeah, that's actually could be a big problem going forward.
Yeah, you guys should just make another house.
How do we fix that?
Just build another house.
There is no fixing it. The only way we could fix it is if they like break the wall down and then like put like shit in the wall so it's not as thin, you know, because
right now it'll end up smelling bad though,
because right now it's just like plaster, right, or whatever,
drywall, so, or whatever.
Yeah, drywall. They need to like thicken the wall, like put bricks in there or something. I don't know. How do you make the wall?
That is a good complaint.
We'll see. We've only lived.
Got a lot of.
We've only lived together in that house for
like
4 days,
yeah,
I think.
4 days.
So I don't
and
think
it's already a problem.
It's not a problem. Like, it hasn't been a problem, but I've noticed that it will be a problem.
In, baby.
Yeah. Holy cow.
You guys are gonna have to get a lot of getting used to now.
All
right. I actually think it won't be as big of a deal. Only like niche circumstances.
Ooh, niche.
Like what?
Like I'm watching my TV later than you want to sleep.
Oh, it's gonna be so annoying. And also another problem is our AC is combined. So if Sam Up likes it colder than I do or hotter.
What? No.
Luckily the AC is in my.
But I can control it from my phone.
Who likes it colder between you two?
Me.
Really?
So.
Yeah, I don't know. Where do you like it?
At like 66.
Oh fuck. Okay. That's
maybe
60.
I can negotiate to 67.
That's a little fuck.
I can't.
I do 72.
Yeah,
that is ludicrous.
Well, these are two like kind of big quality of life things that we're gonna have to share.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's gonna cause a lot of problems down the line.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I feel like it's being a little over exaggerated. I feel like it won't cause.
I'll tell you guys.
I'm getting
right
sad
now,
thinking about it. I was like, oh god, how do we not?
You guys had the choice.
You can avoid this problem and just move to London where they don't even know what air conditioning is.
How are they supposed to fix the AC problem? Yeah, the only way is if they have like two separate ACs for.
You have to fight over
air.
I don't know.
What food
I don't
hunt
know.
For during winter night.
Yeah, we're going to. I'm glad that we talked about this later on in the episode because now we're going to look at a depressed George for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
They made it this far.
No, that was a good argument.
That was good.
The AC argument.
That isn't Quaxy. What's your question for Carl?
Crap, I don't even have that.
Oh, you have a question for Osman or for Carl?
You had a question for each of them. Though.
Yeah, I didn't even have a good question for Carl. But
I also felt like
Carl.
Yeah? Yeah?
Being fully transparent here, I just want to know every single thing you hate about living in North Carolina.
God damn it, there must be
a
lot.
I can go in. okay. I think my least favorite thing is I live over an hour away from the first real airport.
Okay.
Which sucks.
That's the same in London.
Yeah?
For me to get to the airport, it's over an hour.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, fair enough then. But for me, I hate it. I don't know. I just really don't like it. I don't like having to, but it's almost 2 hours for me.
But I guess you kind of fly a lot, right?
And I fly a lot. I do. So yeah. It is frustrating. I also don't like, I like living in a city. In a perfect world, for me, everybody lives in the middle of New York City, and we all get to just walk down a block and
wait,
pick
do you
out
mean London?
Restaurant.
That's what I said before about London. I think that'd be great. Everyone has lived in London.
Right? Yeah. I'd be down for London. I'd be down.
But London over New York.
I'm saying in a perfect world for me, I would, everybody lives in like Brooklyn. And then we're all
Brooklyn.
Just, we could just trip and fall and land on another perfect restaurant every single time. The restaurants are bad in North Carolina. I'm excited though because there are other people that are like moving there now. Foolish is there, which is awesome.
Yeah.
People are going to be there a lot more often now.
I have a follow-up question.
Go ahead.
If you could relocate the Mr. Beast premises to any place you wanted to, where would it be?
I just said in a perfect world New York, but I don't think New York, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
Well, for Mr. Beast, I don't think New York makes sense.
In a perfect world, we moved to Burbank or something. I feel like Burbank would be perfect.
You want to live in Burberry?
No, I'd live in like West Hollywood or something, and then I'd just drive 40 minutes to go to film for Mr. Beast. I feel like that'd be perfect. And I don't like LA, but that's where everything's happening. So
that's fair.
That's just the truth.
So your favorite for Quaxy, your favorite place to live is where you currently are?
Yeah.
Your ideal location?
My ideal location as of now, yeah. Probably it'll change in a...
I think we should all move to Alaska.
I would fuck with that idea.
You know, it'd be sick if for like a year, hear me out, for a year, for 1 year, we had like a bunch of like.
That's a long time, bro.
Yeah, I know. We had like a little community of like obviously well put together, like electricity provided.
I just.
Cabins all together.
I just spawned in the craziest YouTube idea. Imagine I survived Alaska for a year. And the thumbnail, it says day 365 in the corner.
And then you're just sitting in a city in Alaska.
The intro is, today, I'm going to be stuck in Alaska for the next 365 days. I have nothing. I have to learn everything from scratch. Let's go.
And then George checks into the hotel room.
No. George
acts like there's nothing in Alaska.
Yeah, you are.
You're in the water.
No, actually.
That's a fucking state, bro. It's a
whole state.
Oh, I was thinking of Antarctica. I was thinking Antarctica, not Alaska.
I should understand where he's going with that one.
That's similar, though.
Are
right?
You serious?
Aren't they similar?
No. Alaska's like a state, bro.
No, but Alaska has a lot of land. That's like Antarctica.
Yeah. I know. Then he goes to Anchorage, a beautiful city.
And then he walks into Walmart.
Yeah, but doesn't Alaska have a lot of land that's like ice?
Yeah, I'm sure there is,
but like you didn't specify.
I misspoke. I meant Antarctica.
You didn't say this video. We're saying in the fucked part of Alaska. You just said Alaska.
I misspoke. Okay,
I got it wrong.
Motherfucker said Alaska.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, I guess I want to stop talking to you guys now. Quackity, where can we find you?
You can find me on everything as Quackity.
Except on YouTube where it's Quackity HQ.
No, YouTube it's also Quackity.
Oh, TikTok it is Quackity.
Just look
HQ,
up Quackity, find all my socials.
I think it's Quackity. Real Quackity on TikTok, right?
Real Quackity on TikTok.
But you don't really use TikTok.
On Twitter, it's Quackity HQ, though. So check out on Twitter, Quackity HQ.
Actually, it's not.
What's up?
That account got banned.
Oh, Instagram, it is Quackity HQ.
Nope, that's Quackity as well.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're OnlyFans, though.
Oh, that is Quackity HQ. Yeah.
Oh, wait, but before you say the other one, one more thing.
One more thing.